Hello and welcome to our podcast today. And as we begin 2020, the hot topic of the day is the demise of the town's high street. And joining us around the table to discuss Llanelli's prospects are Alan Evans, who's the editor of Llanelli Online, Gwenora Jones, who's a political pundit, and Peter Tully, who's a freelance photographer. Gentlemen, a very warm welcome to you all, and a very big start to 2020. We've got some interesting news and some facts and figures on this subject, Alan.
Yes, not good news, Dave. 5,834 shops closed in 2019. That's a 77% increase on 2018. 11% of shops closed in England, and sadly, it's 13% closing in Wales. So not a bright picture at all.
Indeed. And as we look at those figures, Gwenora, I know you've been chewing them over, thinking carefully about what they mean. What does this mean for Llanelli?
Well, it means that it's a very difficult situation. It's dangerous to say use the word rundown, but you can see the decline. You can see the decline in footfall. You can see the decline in general interest. You can see decline in the quality of the shops. But this is not just a Llanelli problem, it's a Swansea problem, it's a Neath problem, it goes further than that to places like Bangor, it goes to places like Rhyl, many, many other, Newport in particular, Newport being one of the worst identified in England and Wales. There are many, many reasons for this. Some people will use the online argument, online shopping, which is ever increasing, coming more popular. But I maintain personally, because I've been looking at these figures over years, not just in the last day or so, the economy of Britain has not been performing well for the whole of the 2010s. Mm. In fact, it's been the worst performing record since any government since 1945. And you can't get away from that. People haven't got the money.
OK, that's very interesting. I just want to very quickly come back to Alan here, because Alan's business here, Llanelli Online, began in October. You took up some premises here in John Street in October, Alan. Obviously, you've noticed the number of people that are coming through town here. How does this impact on your business?
One of the problems, Dave, is that Gwenora sort of hit it on the head, really. It's the economy. It's what's in your pocket at the end of the year or at the beginning of the year, and how much you're likely to have to be able to spend. People are budgeting very, very tightly, with families, and businesses have to tighten their belts as well. I mean, if you take in rents, parking, it's costing us at least just per person about £40 plus per month just to park to come into work. That's a significant chunk if you've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 employees. The rates are an issue for some of the bigger shops. The council, I guess they'd say they're doing what they can. They've renovated some of the local shops. They're trying to get people in. Let's just take Claire Adams, for instance. Peter's been out photographing and filming those shops this morning. He counted an enormous amount of shops that are empty. Take Claire Adams there. We've looked at that ourselves previously at renting. £660-odd per month before you even begin. That's quite a cost.
All right. You mentioned that Peter was out this morning doing some filming. We're going to come and chat to Peter in just a second. Let's hear what people had to say this morning, though.
It should be used up for, like, helping people, especially at Christmas, like, getting people, like, there's a shop around the corner back, around the back there, and they could have used that as a food people place for the homeless and that there, and nothing's been done. Everything's going out of town, so it is, but to get people in town, the rates have to come down.
All right, Peter, what was the general kind of feeling that you were getting from people in the town, both tradespeople and shoppers alike?
Well, people think that it's a dying town. They feel that out-of-town shopping and online shopping is the main problem as to why people are not coming into town. I mean, you know, Llanelli, I've been in Llanelli over the past year when events have been held in the town, and it has brought the footfall in. There's been lots and lots of people there. You know, if the town was thriving, if the rents were cheaper, if the rates were cheaper, and smaller businesses could set up, bakers, butchers, let's get some of the smaller shops back on the high street. Let's take it away from the retail parks. Let's bring the people back. I mean, that's what people for. That's what people are talking about.
Yeah, I'm Lion Clonetley, in fairness. And the County Council, I'm sure they would back this up. They would say that they have been investing heavily. Those events are few and far between, as Peter said. You know, they're only maybe a half a dozen or so per year. And they do bring in many thousands of people. But that needs to be replicated, even if half of that, really. Every weekend, open markets, events, music events. If you look at, I mean, everyone quotes Ludlow. Everyone quotes, you know, Monmouth and all of these kind of towns that, and Narberth down west there. Narberth is a small place, but it punches well above its weight. Tourism has a big impact. We have to really question the approach to tourism by the local authority and find out exactly, you know, are they achieving? Are they performing? Are they bringing people in? What is it that attracts these people into Clonetley? How can we attract them in? It's not just about the residents. We really need to think about how we attract people into the town. I'm sure Gwyn Oro has travelled far and wide and seen many, many towns that have that sort of magnetic effect for tourism, Gwyn Oro.
Well, yes, tourism does help. So does, by the way, agriculture. The farming community, if you look at Carmarthen, for instance, Carmarthen seems to be doing relatively well, but he's got a very successful farming hinterland and market towns, like in Llandilo, like in Llandovery, and then further west. But I come back to my main point. People haven't got money. Remember, and we all forget this, public sector workers, and by the way, that's the majority of people in our part of the world, have been on a pay freeze since 2010. 9 years on a pay freeze, on the same wage. And their average wage now, is lower than it was in 2008. That is a basic issue, money.
I think we can all agree on that. And many thanks, Dave, for hosting this first podcast of 2020. And you can also catch the video Peter Tully made online at Clonetley Online.
Thank you, Alan. And indeed, thank you to our guests, Peter Tully and Gwyn Oro Jones. I'm Dave Herford. Thanks very much for listening.